Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, 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 greetings. It's Monday. I believe tomorrow's the election. That's what I've been hearing. I mean, maybe my phone will get back to quit sending me campaign BS. God, I'm sick of it. I am sick of campaign season. Campaign season, just every day. Greetings from Lewiston, Idaho. I'm back at Camp Clifford, reporting to you live from my creeper van at Camp Clifford. Yes, some wonderful people. See, it's funny, if you listen to the news, the whole world's horrible people, but when you get out and into it, there's just really a small percentage of terrible people. And they just run around because they're never put in jail. I mean, especially in California, we can't have cash bail. Well, unless you happen to attack one of the important people. In other words, you ain't important. You know, once you become a government official, then you're important. Or if you're taxes, the rest of you plebes can go, just go die. Let them take your money. What do you need stuff? I mean, what, you worked for it? Your masters are the only one who earn stuff. So they sure found a way to do cash bail to lock this guy up that got a hold of Paul Pelosi. Boy, that story. That story changes more than the Epstein story. I wonder if the guy that hammered Pelosi is depressed. What do you think? You think he'll make it through the election? Man. Man. And the press is in overdrive trying to defend the Democrats who support democracy. Bullshit. Look, folks, democracy is not limiting speech of people who oppose you. That is not democracy. That's not even close to our founding, the First Amendment. I love how people just say, well, they put it in their terms and conditions, so the Constitution doesn't apply. Okay, well then, a country club can designate what color its members can be because it's in their terms and conditions, right? No, just as that is horrifically wrong, so isn't limiting speech. Whether you believe it or not, once you let them start limiting speech, it should be very obvious to what happens. The only place where a Democrat has ever been fact-checked is now Twitter. And boy, are they pissed. They're upset. They got fact-checked. What they've been doing to us for years got done to them, and now they're like, oh, this is horrible. That's why there's a Constitution. That's why there's a First Amendment. To stop this lunacy that is being, look, the White House, it's now been proved, colluded, had a special porthole to communicate with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, all the commie companies, the ones who want to limit your speech. I canceled my PayPal. PayPal can kiss off. Because they're, we'll fine you 20. I ain't going to let you have access to my account if you're going to do that happy horse shit. Bye. See ya. I hope you're bankrupt by the end of the year. I hope you get MySpaced. But it's been a good run out here. We've had some really great shows. Had a great show in Ponderay, Idaho last night. A place called the Paddle House. And no, I didn't get spanked. It's a different kind of paddle. Oh, my goodness. It's just, it's crazy out here on the highway. I've been, the gas prices are just beating the crap out of me. You know, after Joe has done everything in his power to raise them. So that's what's funny. When you mentioned that Joe's trying to destroy big oil, people go, oh, you're conspiracy theorists. No, he said it on the campaign trail. I know. It's amazing when a politician actually does what they said they were going to do. I know that's why you're surprised. You're like, wow, I can't believe they're doing that. But Joe, he's a man of his word. He's going to make sure that you get fined and all that other stuff, and he's going to make sure that big oil ceases to exist. He said so. And now he's doing it. He's doing it. He's going to make gas so expensive that little battery cars, you know, like the ones you had when you were a kid, are going to look good. There's story after story about the failure of electric cars. There's story after story about the failures. They burn, and when they burn, you can't put them out. But sure, go ahead. And why? Just answer me this, if you know it. Why is the government deciding what the next car is going to be? It's supposed to be the free market. The government is not leaders, they're representatives. When will you get that through your heads, folks? They don't lead you because they're morons. They represent you. The smart ideas come from people who have to make a profit. They don't come from idiots that pay not a single dime for their failures. Look, they're already asking for amnesty after they did all that stuff to you, after they took your livelihood, after they locked you in your homes, after they made you social distance, after they made you miss funerals and weddings and all that other stuff. Now, oh, we're sorry. Just forgive us. We didn't know what we were doing. We just went full Nazi on you and, well, we're sorry. We're sorry. You know, if Hitler, after World War II, had said, oh, I'm sorry, would it have been okay? No, you took my rights, you trampled my rights, you ruined my life, you made me bankrupt. I want you to be prosecuted and put in jail for your absolute lies, for your absolute ineptness. You should be jailed under Nuremberg crimes. Well, that's okay. Ain't going to be nobody left to put them in jail. You been watching? Watching all these people just dropping dead? Folks, there's a story every day, every single, and that's the famous people. That's not even the little peons that nobody cares about. This is going to be a long, dark winter, all right. This is going to be a long, dark winter. Biden's right, but it ain't because of the Rona. It's because of the cure, air quotes, for the Rona. That was never tested to prevent transmission, per testimony, not a website, not hearsay, testimony under oath. Did you test it to see if it stopped the transmission? The answer was no, because we had to move at the speed of science, whatever the hell that is. You moved at the speed of stupidity is what you moved at. Folks, I'm telling you, if you have a choice to get the booster, don't listen to them. Do your own research. Research CRISPR. C-R-S-P-R. That's the gene editing technology they are using. And yes, I said gene editing because that's what they have done to you. Well, are you going to believe more of their lies? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to believe more of their lies? I don't get it,
folks.
I don't get how anybody can look at what's happened and still trust this government for a millisecond. I don't get it. How can you trust these people that have admitted they lied to you? We knew it wasn't 100% effective when we said it was 100% effective, but we knew we had to tell you not the truth or you wouldn't get it. So whatever happened to informed consent? Huh? Anybody? Bueller. Whatever happened to informed consent? Seriously. Because that's exactly what we prosecuted the Nazis for. And we just did it. We lied to people and basically forced. And don't tell me this wasn't forced on you. We'll take your life away if you don't get it. It's time for a quit putting up. You can die. We won't let you in the hospital. You can't go see your grandma. The hell I'm going to forget that. The hell I'm going to forget that. I'm not going to forget it. I'm not going to forgive it. They were like, oh, we didn't know what was going on, and we just had to do. Hey, look, I didn't know what was going on, but I didn't want to force you to do what I did. I wanted you to have the choice to make your own decision, not get this or lose your job. Oh, and that's the other thing. Folks, listen to me. If you're part of the group that was fired because you wouldn't accept Uncle Sam's little prick, sue your employer because somebody's already done it. Now, Pfizer and them, hey, they got carte blanche to kill people. They do. People can just drop dead. And they ain't responsible for a damn thing because Uncle Sam said so. But the employers bankrupt those boys, bankrupt every single employer that fired people for not taking Uncle Sam's little prick, bankrupt those bitches, send them into the pile of brokenness. I hope everybody who was fired gets millions of dollars because that's what will fix this. That's exactly what will fix this. They start losing money, they won't ever do this garbage again. I really hope that everybody gets together and sues the employers that fired them and makes millions of dollars and destroys every single company that forced you, Uncle Sam's little prick. They took away your freedom. They should lose their business. Simple. Simple. If you can sue somebody for not putting a label on the top of a ladder and you're dumb enough to stand on it, you should be able to sue people that took your livelihood and forced you to go against your will to take a poison to keep your job. There should be hell to pay. There should be absolute hell to pay. And if there isn't, it's a sign there's no justice. And if you think this was, you know, the end all of end all, no. This was just the beginning because now they found out you'll go along and you'll be dunces, that you'll actually believe a politician, you know, like a stripper. And people go, well, you're comparing politicians to strippers. Yeah, because they're both basically the same. They're money whores. Ha, 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 ha.
sorry, strippers, but when you shake your moneymaker for dollar bills, it's kind of hard to. It's kind of hard. I'm telling you, folks, if you don't stand up, if you don't stand up soon, you're going to have problems. Because they're not done. This was just a trial run. They've already proven that they've created a very deadly Rona version that's actually really deadly, like 80% deadly, not this 1% horse shit that you shut people at home for. That everything we said from the beginning, it's no different than the flu. Oh, no, it's much worse than the flu. It's no different than the flu. Oh, no, it's much worse than the flu. Vaccine don't work. Oh, the vaccine's good for you. People dropping dead. Freedom is slipping away, folks. It's a day before Election Day. You really need to reflect about who you're going to vote for. I don't know if it's going to make a difference now, though. They have destroyed the country. The Democrats are democrating the country. Just like they've democrated California, and they've democrated Detroit, and they've democrated Chicago. They're democrating the country now. And I'm not saying the Republicans are really that much better. Because they stood by and watched as your rights were crushed. They stood by and watched as you were shut down. They offered no real opposition to anything. No, they didn't. And normally I'd say vote against any incumbent. But in this case, I'm going to say it. Vote a straight Republican ticket. Like I said, I'm not saying they're better. I'm not. Because really, we got the choice between shit and Shinola right now. We ain't got a single... Your rights are being destroyed by people who think they rule you. That's why they call themselves your leaders and not your representatives. We are your leaders in Washington. No, you are my representatives. As outlined by the United States Constitution, which still trumps your terms and conditions. If it doesn't trump your terms and conditions, don't complain if some country club puts it in their rules that you can't be a certain color. Just as that is discrimination, this is discrimination. It is. Freedom of speech, equality, are the great virtues of our country. Sorry, my boy is barking because somebody's moving around. Be quiet. If you won't fight for that Constitution, you won't have anything left to fight for. Because these boys are going to rule you because they've discovered that all they got to do is scare you little girls and then you'll give up your rights instantly. Drop of a hat. Instantly, drop of a hat. Wow, man, we burned through 20 minutes quick. We doggy. But I'm going to say a couple of things before we run off commercials. When we come back, we're going to run through the news. But before we do that, I'd like to take the opportunity to do a little shameless self-promotion. If you happen to be in the Pacific Northwest, we're out here touring around, Jokers and Jesters. You can find us at jokersandjester.com. Go by. Got a tour schedule on it. EducatedRedneck.com has a tour schedule. I need to do some maintenance to my website, but it's hard to do that when you don't have any real internet connection and you're living off your phone and your phone data. Oh, by the way, AT&T says unlimited data. Bullshit. At 25 gigabytes, they throttle your connection. That is not unlimited. again, we do not worry about the truth anymore. It's always got to be that little catch, that little phrase, that little underwriting. Because there ain't no honesty left. Just a bunch of dishonest people trying to turn a nickel. But anyhow, we're going to run off, do some commercials. We'll be right back.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Well, we're back. We're back, and we're going to start talking about the news. And I'm going to run down Drudge because Drudge has become a puppet for mainstream media. And you can tell, it's really funny because all these people are like, here's a, Carrie Lake detested guns, practiced Buddhism a few years ago. Why don't you talk about the fact that Joe said that if you let black kids in, schools will become jungles? Why don't you talk about the fact that Joe wrote most of the laws that put most of the black people in jail? Why don't you talk about that? Because you never say anything negative about Democrats. It's only Republicans who are negative. The news is so slanted. And if they're in bed with the White House, they're letting the White House dictate what they say. But you're okay with that because it's the Democrats. The Democrats are for democracy. The Democrats who limit speech. The Democrats who get together and with private companies to limit your speech. If that was the Republicans that did that, the press would be on fire. But because it's a Democrat, we don't care. They can do everything. They can lie to you about a drug and force you to take it, and the press will still defend them. They'll, matter of fact, they'll fact check anybody that goes against the narrative. Carrie Lake, she was hey, it's funny how Democrats can change their opinion 100% and not have a single damn story written about it. But be a Republican. Ah, you are against democracy. Trump to announce White House run tonight. Developing. I hope so. I hope so. All you Trump haters out there, I'm not a Trump hater and I'm not a Trumper, but I know the difference between shit and shinola. Hey, I was paying $2 a gallon on my last trip home while Trump was in office. I'm out here paying $7 a gallon now. To hell with Biden. To hell with you Democrats. To hell with your battery-operated cars. Seriously. You read horror story. It took us 15 hours to go 178 miles. I was towing with my new electric truck. I went 70 miles and had run my batteries dead. Oh, don't forget the burning. Hey, my car got on fire. Can you call anybody? No, nobody can put it out. The bitch just has to burn to the ground. Totaled. We burned it. And you dummies are in line for it. Oh, yeah, give me something that I can't travel in that burns up in my garage at night. Ah, sign me up. I want to be new. I want to be out in front of this. Oh, my, folks. Whatever happened? Whatever happened to freedom? Whatever happened to freedom of choice? Whatever happened? Whatever happened to a press that was unbiased? The press used to report the news. Reporting the news without bias. That's what a reporter does. Not what these people do. No. Now it's as biased as it could be It's controlled by the White House. They're told what stories are good. They're told what stories are bad. And that is exactly how dictatorships are formed. Exactly. And what they did, they never check a word that comes out of a Democrat's mouth. That's why when Twitter finally checked Joe Biden and his stupidity, the world was surprised and shocked because no Democrat has ever been fact-checked. That's only for Republicans because they're obviously liars because they like Trump. I don't necessarily like Trump. I'm not a Trumper, but I know what I saw. And I know what the Democrats are offering. You want to see what the Democrats are offering? Go into Portland. You're a Democrat. Show how Democrat you are. Walk into Portland at night with no gun. See what happens to you. Well, hell, not at night. By daylight, go down in there and see what happens to you. Portland is a shithole. If you live in Portland, I'm sorry, but you know it. You got people camping on the streets. You got people defecating on the streets. You got rampant crime. You got mobs running around. Yeah, Portland went to hell. Go into L.A. Used to be Skid Row. Now it's the whole downtown. Drive on interstate. Drive on. Hell, they're living in the center of off-ramps, kids. Have you been out here? No, you haven't. I have. Drive down that interstate. Drive down Interstate 5 and look. There's people camping on the sides. There's people camping up in the bushes. There's people camping in the underbrush. This was a beautiful city. Now there's trash everywhere. This is a beautiful place. And now it is destroyed. Just like Detroit. Just like Chicago. Just like New York. Like I said, the Democrat Party has become a party of locusts where they go in and they eat up all the profits that had been made through the years of reasoned ruling, and then they just give everything away, bankrupt it, and then move on to the next place they're going to destroy. Carrie Lake detested guns, practiced Buddhism. Hey, the Democrats had Robert KKK Byrd. He was a former exalted cyclops with the KKK, and no reporter ever went back to report on that and say, well, he changed. But they sure as hell will go after a Republican candidate, especially one that is spanking their candidate. And they've made it very clear who they're for. Folks, if the press is for a candidate, you should be against them. Seriously. You should be against every candidate the press tells you is good. That's the smartest move. Arizona MAGA encourages early voting after warning against it. Democrat Party forced you to take a vaccine that they personally knew not work. So shut up about Republicans. And see, this is also, I know computers are the way of the future, but right now, they're way too easy to mess with. They're way too easy to mess with. And that's why we need paper ballots and hand counting. Oh, that would take too. No, it won't take too much time. Get it for years. It just takes effort, and you don't take effort anymore. It's the easy ride. That's the American way, the easy ride. Everything just should be easy. Pollsters have no idea what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what. If we don't have a big, gigantic wave and wash these Democrats out of Washington, your freedom will disappear. May not be right now, but we're running down that path. We're down a path where they can contact social media and restrict your First Amendment, and you're okay with that. Want to vote Democrat? Know that the press will be in the pocket of the White House, and misinformation will flow. The only person, if you really look at everything over the past years, the fact-checked, air quote, people were correct. The people that fact-checked them were incorrect. That's undeniable. Everything. I had friends hate me because I didn't go along with their fear. And now they're all trying to act brave. Well, I did it because I wanted to be a good citizen. No, you did it because you were a scared little bitch. Sorry. You were. You went along to get along. To hell with that. Whenever the government mandates something, to hell with that. We got an election coming up, folks. I'll tell you. I can tell you what I did. Straight R's. City decides a 16-year-old should be allowed to vote. No. 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 Here we are. World population hits 8 billion. Oh, I know that's got Mr. Gates upset. Him and his ilk, they want to call the herd. I know you don't believe it. Go look for his words. It's hard to find. Use DuckDuckGo. Don't use Google. See, that's the other thing, the monopoly thing. There are a bunch of monopolies that need to be wiped out right now because they have become too big for their own britches. And see, the last time we crashed the world really heavy, they did away with monopolies, but they're back. And monopolies are bad. You know how I know monopolies are bad? Look at the old Ma Bell monopoly they used to have, where they were the phone service for the United States. And boy, you were paying, what, $3 for long distance a minute? They had to get a special card, punch in all these numbers to get it down to a dollar something a minute. And then the government broke that monopoly up and entered competition, and voila, free long distance. My phone bill that used to be $500 is not, because I have free long distance. Competition always provides the best product at the lowest cost, not government regulation. But here we are. You have gigantic monopolies. You have big pharma companies that have people in their hip pockets that will vote exactly the way they want them to vote. But you're okay with that. You're fine with that. That's quite all right by you. Quite all right by you. I'm telling you, folks, you better wake up. You better wake up. That's all I got to tell you. If you keep letting them do what they want to do, they will keep doing what they want to do. You got what I'm saying? You had better wake up and stand up, or there's going to be problems. You just got to fucking do something. You got to do something. All right. World population hits 8 billion. You know the big elites don't like that. The number has tripled since 1950. Folks, freedom is fragile. And when you give your freedom away for safety, you end up with neither. And a bunch of you gave my freedom away. A bunch of you forced me. You were trying to force me to wear your useless mask, even though I have a disability that prevents me from wearing one. But you said to hell with my disability. You didn't care. Not all disabilities are very obvious. But you don't care. The ADA went out the window. The right to medical privacy went out the window. And you backed it. So now you want amnesty. That's the whole thing. We were just trying our best. You know what's funny? The people who didn't do the vaccine were trying their best, and we never tried to force our opinion on you. But you sure as hell tried to force your opinion on me, and now you want me to forgive you? To hell with you. Cute you. I hope they put you in jail. I hope they ruin your life like you ruined mine. I hope they charge you with the Nuremberg Code. There should be public trials. Fauci should be the first one sent to prison. All of his wealth should be taken and distributed to the American people that were destroyed by his bullshit. I'm telling you, folks. And look at the economy. Yeah, wait a minute, it's break time. Let me shoot a couple breaks in here, and then we'll come back and get back into this election coming up. Be right back.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation. Virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So are you going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Very, very important message there. Very. We're in interesting times, folks. We're in some real interesting times. And you have an election coming up tomorrow. And I want you to think, the last election was anything but honest. I know people are sitting there going, there's nothing that's been actually tried in courts because the courts are run by the other side. They won't let it come to be. You, look, watch 2,000 Mules, folks. Watch it. And then tell me that was a legit election because they got the evidence, but no court will hear it as long as the Democrats are in control. And also, God forbid you take Trump's side. You know what? To hell with you. I'm on Trump's side. I'm going to say it now. I'm not a Trumper, though. I don't think he's the king, the end-all of end-alls. But I do think he's a million times better than this dunce we got in the White House right now. They don't like him because he doesn't play their games. He actually believes in America first, where these other ones act like they believe it. Hey, look, they already proved that they would sit on TV and lie to you. See, this is how I do people. Once you lie to me, I never believe you again, ever, on anything. Because if you lie to me once, you'll lie to me twice. It's called trust. And they have broken that trust. But you still trust them because you're dumb. I'm sorry. You're that person that, oh, they won't lie to me again. No, they did. They lied to you. They said they knew it wasn't going to be 100% effective, yet they still told you it was 100% effective. And now the inflation monster is out. Oh, it's private. Yes, there. Look, everything has a right and left component. Everything. Yes, corporations are taking advantage of the fact that they can just jack the living daylights out of prices and people will just pay it. They're taking advantage of that. Yes, the government, by printing money and flinging it out the window, caused inflation to start. Both sides are responsible. Not just one. Both sides are responsible. It's in the middle. It's not a right thing. It's not a left thing. It's an American thing. Where do you live? In America. What should you hope for? A successful America. Unless, of course, you want to play victim. And then you don't want a successful America, because then your failures are not because of your failures. Your failures are because of the country's failures. It makes it easier. And then you can just sit at home and do nothing, eat Twinkies and get a paycheck. Watch TV. The election is very important. It's not the most important election. We keep saying that every year, and it just proves to be wrong. If elections were really important, you would care. Care that in the middle of the night, everything changed backwards. You would care. You would care if your elections. It's funny to me that Amazon, with all of its members, I can pick up the phone, order something, and they know the order came from me. They can have confirmation that the order came from me, and they can have payment from me. Yet we can't come up with a system that will track every vote. Once you leave the polling place, can you prove what your vote was? Anybody? No. You can't even say what your individual vote was so that you can go check and make sure it was counted the way you cast it. That is the farthest from secure of any type of election to be held. Yet you, all the elections are secure. No, they are not. But we're not going to fix it. Because with no certainty, with no trackability, you can just make the elections say what you want the elections to say. Don't believe me? Prove after an election what your vote was cast for. Prove it. Show me. Show me that your vote was counted the way you cast it. Show me. You know why? Because you can't. Because you cast your vote, you walk out the door, there's no paper trail, there's no computer trail, there's no way for you to check what your vote was. None. You can't go in and go, why did I vote? No, you can't. So once you walk out that door, you have no idea how your vote goes down. You have no idea who it went for. You have none of that. None of that. It's just, you just have to believe. You just have to believe. Let's get over here to the news here because it's just getting... Hey, look, it's a monkeypox story. Man, they sure tried to drum that fear up, didn't they? Oh, they had everybody. Oh, monkeypox, it's going to be horrible. Huh? When's the last time you heard a monkeypox story? Huh? No, they bought the fear because they'd already, it's Chicken Little. It's the boy who cried wolf. It's all these fables that we understand as adults. And if you keep spreading lies, eventually people will quit listening to you. And then when a real problem comes along, nobody will listen, and it will just go to hell. Monkeypox, folks. Monkeypox is going to get you. The monkeypox is going to get you, except for it's not. Their fear tactics did not work. They cried wolf too many times. And when it really is needed, it won't be there. Considerable monkeypox transmission happens before symptoms, studies suggest. No shit, folks. Do you realize how many people have a cold and don't even realize they have a cold but are contagious? This is nothing new. This is nothing new, but they're acting like, oh, people can transmit things without having symptoms. It was called AIDS, folks. Remember that? People could have no symptoms and transmit that. Remember that? There's all kinds of the common cold, the flu. You can have nary a symptom and be transmitting it because you're getting ready to get it. This is nothing new, but they want you to think it's new. Because you slept through biology class. Yeah. And now, of course, Twitter, that used to be the darling of the left because they would fact-check Republicans, has now fact-checked the president, and they are all these libs are leaving. Good. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. You could stay here and have free speech. Fury in Beijing over another lockdown suicide of mother welded into her home. That was damn near America. Because you scaredy cats out there. You scaredy cats out there. I said from the beginning, you can go back to my Facebook page if it hasn't been redacted and look. And I said, based on that cruise ship. Anybody remember the first cruise ship? See, this is where critical thinking comes in. The first cruise ship is a Petri dish. A cruise ship's a Petri dish. Let's be honest. It's one of the reasons I don't want to work for the cruise lines like a lot of my friends do. Yeah, the money's great. But then you're stuck in this floating Petri dish. And if anything goes down, you're there. You're there. Ain't no changing. Ain't no. You're there. You're in the middle of it, and you're going to have to deal with it. And when that Petri dish, the first ship that had the Rona break out on it, the first ship, there were people locked in a Petri dish. And not 100% of the people caught it. You get what I'm saying? Not 100% of the people caught it. They didn't. So you're in the most transmissible thing possible. You're in a situation that's brand new. Nobody was taking precautions. Nobody was wearing anything to prevent the transmission, yet not 100% of the people caught it. And not only did 100% of the people catch it, but on top of that, the people didn't die from it, and there was no treatment. Matter of fact, if you go back to the beginning, if anybody paid attention, the first one of the first statistics was released was that 80% of the people who got it just spontaneously cured themselves. You know, like you get over a common cold. You get remember when you used to have a virus and you go in and see the doctor and the doctor would say, oh, it's a virus. There's nothing I can do. Go home and ride it out. If we had looked for treatments instead of vaccines, we would have had even less deaths. But see, it was important. It was important that the narrative be held. It was important that the narrative of the regime not be challenged because it was so weak that if it was allowed to be challenged, it would be shut down. Over half of America was given something that was experimental. That's a fact. And I can speak this without fear of retribution because I canceled my PayPal account so those little commies couldn't go in and take money from me because I said something they disagreed with. I hope PayPal goes out of business. Forever. And somebody goes, well, they own Cash App or Venmo or whatever. And see, this is the other thing. This is the monopoly thing. If PayPal is in the pay collecting business being an app, they shouldn't be allowed to have any other company with a different name that appears to be different from them. It's like I found this out when I've been out here messing around calling hotels. A vast majority of the hotels are owned by a few people. Ramada by Wyndham. Comfort Inn by Wyndham. You get it? So you're sitting there going, well, I'm going to go put Ramada against Comfort Inn. Well, they're owned by the same people. So much for competition. This is exactly the big monopolies that we wrote stuff and laws to prevent from happening, and here we are again with big monopolies so that they can pretend to give you competition when they set the prices at both hotels. That's not competition. That's price fixing in the guise of having competition. We wrote laws about monopolies. And the reason I'm keeping Cash App, even though they're owned by PayPal, they haven't tried to stick in their terms and conditions a fine. Once you try that, I'm done. I will figure some way to do business without your app. Because you're not going to just take money out of my account because I said something you don't like. It's called free speech. It used to be the law of the land. It's not anymore. No, it's not. If you have in your terms and conditions, well, we can limit your speech. No, you cannot. Oh, my goodness. How'd it get to be 10:04? Good golly, time's rolling by. Well, I'm going to try to get my last break in, and then that way we can finish out with some kind of strength here. And so here we go. Let's get the last break out of the way.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely
dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free. And freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So are you going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
I'm Lauren Boebert, and I travel down to McAllen, Texas, to the Rio Grande Valley sector to see what's up at our southern border. So here's what's up at the border. Illegal aliens crossing the border, that's up. Sex offenders crossing the border, that's up. Drug trafficking, gun smuggling, human smuggling, that's up. Unaccompanied children being sent on this journey alone, and even worse, given over to the cartel, that is way, way up. You know what's not up at the southern border? Respect for law and order, funding for our border patrol. And where's the media to cover this crisis? More than 70 days ago, Biden named Cackling Kamala as border czar, but she hasn't done a single thing to protect the American people. She hasn't even been down here to see the border or the tens of thousands of children wrapped in aluminum foil. You can't just hear about what's happening. You have to come down here to see for yourself, to really understand the devastating reality at our southern border. So I brought Kamala down to see exactly what this regime is responsible for with their man-made crisis. Now, Kamala, I want you to stand here and look at what you've done.
Yes, that was a highly slanted commercial break, but I'm trying to make my point. It's really funny how the Democrats are trying to crush any kind of opposition, any kind of pushback. They don't want to debate. If your ideas are weak, you will not debate. Seriously, the weaker your ideas, the less you want to fight because you don't have a ground to stand on. You don't. And it's amazing. It's just amazing to me that you're I know this is not an original thought, but no time in history has the people limiting speech, limiting ideas, been the good guys. No time in history. No different with right now. Because right now, they are afraid to debate because they don't have a leg to stand on. That's just, let's see if there's anything good in here. It's really funny when you start looking at this, you start realizing that, you know, we're in a bad way. See, it'd be no different if only right opinions were be allowed to be voiced and that only left opinions would be checked. That is equally as wrong. That's why the First Amendment was written. Free speech is the most important thing in a society. The ability to redress your grievances with your government. We wrote a perfect document for a country to be run, and we have destroyed it in a little over 200 years. Just ask yourself, though. Take the time. Don't listen to the TV. Don't listen to the news. Just ask yourself this question. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Ask yourself that question. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? 2 years ago, gas was $2 a gallon. Gas is now $5 to $7 a gallon. I could buy a cart full of groceries for $50. Now I get six bags for $200. Every of my cost of living has gone up exponentially. So ask yourself, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? If the answer is no, why vote for more of the same? I'm not talking Republican or Democrat. I'm talking straight out. Are you better now? If you're not, why vote for who's in power? Why not change course? I want you to think about. Do you have more in your bank account or less? Are you spending more or less? Are you making more or less? Has your quality of life got better? Tell me. And then if you decide to go in there and vote for more of the same, wow. I don't know how anybody could look at Joe Biden's economy and think any part of it is successful. Oh, they're trying. Well, he's created jobs. No, he opened up the economy. He reintroduced the jobs he eliminated. Folks, here's the choice. $10 a gallon gas, that's what's coming. And they're over there getting us into a war with Ukraine and Taiwan, and they're poking China. Don't forget about the Nord Stream pipeline that just had an accident, air quotes. It's almost like it had information on Hillary. It's a strange world we're in right now. Election day is going to be interesting. I know everybody says we're not running out of diesel, but folks, I'm traveling out here and I'm starting to see diesel pumps shut down. It's got me spooked because what am I going to do? I'm across country from home. Everything is delivered with diesel fuel, folks. Everything. Food delivered with diesel fuel. Gasoline delivered with diesel fuel. Heating oil delivered with diesel fuel. Our entire base economy of heavy lift is diesel fuel. And if we don't have diesel fuel, there's going to be major problems. Major. You ain't never seen in your life. And what's going to replace it? What's ready to replace diesel fuel today? Batteries? No, batteries still rely on diesel fuel to get them out of the ground, to transport them, to ship them, to refine them, to process them, to charge them. But batteries are the answer. Batteries are the answer. Batteries that wear out in 5-6 years, and then where do they go? Where do these batteries go? Into a landfill. To poison the water, to poison the ground. How come you damn environmentalists can't get that? You and your green technology is anything but green. But you'll put your head in your sand, you'll virtue signal,
oh, I'm for the planet. That's why I drive an electric car, because I'm for the planet.
You'll virtue signal. And you'll ignore the facts that everything involved in the process of making a battery is destructive to the planet. What's it going to take you to see that? Really? What is it going to take to make you see that? See, the electric grid is stretched to the limit. It is stretched to the limit. And that all started, so I used to work for the electric company. And back when I started, most of the houses that were serviced by our company, a lot of them, had 60-amp services. Now, I know that doesn't mean much to a lot of you, but to some people it does. See, a electrical panel in your house is sized based on your electrical demand. Now, most of your old houses, people for electrical appliances, you know, you had your blenders, you had your, you know, stoves, you had your TV, and that was it. And so there was a 60-amp service, which means 80% of that's what you could basically use, and most people used very little electricity in that respect. And all the underground and all the overhead and everything that was put in was based on that demand. And then came big screen TVs, which used a lot more power than your little TV. And then came video games. Then came every room in the house had a TV where there was only one in the front room in the past. And then each person had a gaming system. Each person had a TV. So instead of having one of each in the house, you could have 4, 5, 6 using electricity. And then all your devices became rechargeable. So when you come home at night, you plug them in and recharge, further adding load. And then the electric cars come along and further add load. On a system that is already stretched to the point of almost failing, causing rolling blackouts. So the answer to an already short electric grid is to shut down carbon generation, because we're going to replace it with windmills, that line and destroy the view of the Columbia River Gorge. We're going to do it with solar panels where we put a whole bunch of them in a field and kill everything around them, and then those solar panels end up in landfills. We're going to create gigantic mirrors in the desert to aim light at one point and kill birds that fly through that zone. Not to mention all the bald eagles being killed by the windmills. Since it's green technology, those are not bad deaths. If you keep letting idiots make decisions, this will get worse and worse and worse. They are not supposed to be your rulers. They are supposed to be your representatives, and they are not representing you. They are representing the big corporations that stuff their pockets with money, and that's how they become multi-millionaires on $175,000 a year, because their pockets are being stuffed by the gigantic monopolies that now rule the United States. So tomorrow is a very important day. I highly recommend you vote a straight Republican ticket. Not saying that they are any better, but they sure as hell have a different opinion of a lot of stuff that it's frustrating, folks. Because also, always remember this, a politician can say anything on the campaign trail and absolutely does not have to keep those promises. See, the funny, the same people that got orange juice for saying fresh from concentrate when it was actually been frozen one time were held accountable because they were lying. Yet a government official can say, I will do X, Y, and Z when I'm elected, and then they don't do anything like X, Y, and Z, and then go, things are different now. I didn't realize they would be this different. Get out and vote, folks. If you're okay with $7 a gallon gas, I don't know where you're getting your money. If you're okay with people who could take your livelihood and force you into submission and take a poisonous product that was experimental, vote Democrat. If you want your city to become a shooting gallery like Chicago and Detroit, vote Democrat. If you want any kind of law and order, vote Republican. I'm not saying they're perfect neither. Their stance on marijuana has ruined this country, has put millions of people in jail or thousands of people in jail for victimless crimes. It also protected Big Pharma so they could push their pills for something that a weed would cure. You better wake up. Freedom is fleeting. Like Ronald Reagan said, we are only one generation away from losing freedom. And he was correct. And I am a Reaganite because I saw the change in this country when Reagan took office. You used to have to know somebody to get any job, even fast food. People were, nobody had two TVs. Nobody had two cars. Nobody had any of that stuff. The prosperity brought by the reduction of taxes was incredible. Know this, the government is never the solution. The government is always the problem. That's why our founding fathers wrote documents to limit the power of government. And you have sat by and watched as they have taken more and more and more power. And are we going to continue? Do you want this rampant inflation, the highest in 40 years, to continue? Do you want to continue paying $5 to $7 a gallon for gas because you can't get an electric car that works? Oh, the Tesla works? Yeah, read every article about people trying to travel in a Tesla. They spend the entire damn trip trying to find some place to charge that battery that runs down so quickly. And then they set at a charging station for an hour to gain percentages, all the while putting an extra load on a power grid that's already stretched to the limit. All sounds like great ideas to me. Vote Democrat. If you want to see all your jobs go overseas like they have, and now you can't get a computer for a Chevrolet because the shit's made in China? If you want to keep continuing to pay $200 and $300 for six bags of groceries, vote Democrat. Not saying the Republicans are better, but like I said, if I got a difference between shit in one hand and mud in the other, I guess I'd rather eat mud than shit. That's pretty much where we're at until we find some decent people to run in Washington and give the power back to the people like Trump tried to do. Yeah, I'm going to say Trump. I got a bunch of lib friends. Oh, you like Trump? Yeah, I like Trump, dumbass. How about it? It's time, people. It's time to quit letting these little milquetoasts drive us. It's time to stand up, look them in the eye, and go, yeah, I like Trump because he did the country great, and your idiot who can't put sentences together is running us down the toilet. Yes, I'm done with it. It's time to stand up. It's time to grow a spine. Cancel me if you will, but I'm done being quiet. I am done sitting silently. Folks, there's a lot of people who just want to be left alone. And when you wake them up, you're going to discover what hell is. Remember, we tried to set out World War I. We ended up in that mess. We tried to set out World War II. Ask the Japanese how that turned out. The quiet people are quiet because they realize what will happen when their rage is released. And guess what? They're getting to that point. They're tired of the fixed and rigged news. They're tired of the fixed and rigged elections. They're tired of administrative people don't pay a damn what the people say. And they're about to come to the table, and you ain't seen shit until these boys show up. Well, folks, another Monday has flown by. I really hope that tomorrow you go out and vote Republican. I hope you send every single Democrat home. I hope it is a wave that crashes into Washington like a tsunami. I hope Hunter Biden's laptop gets investigated and Biden gets impeached for colluding with social media to limit free speech. They all should go to jail. Hunter should be in a cell next to Biden, the big guy. We should pay attention to some real crime like Fauci and the NIH. Or the Democrats will win, freedom will die, and gas will be $12 a gallon. And your groceries, nobody will be able to afford, and you'll be poor paupers, just like we used to be in the 70s. get out, stand up, and be heard. So until next week, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.